Yeah, what is it?
The Monopoly game. Oh, what do you say we all play tonight after dinner?
Oh, do we have to? I'm always the first one to go bankrupt.
I don't believe it. Pornography under my very roof.
What are you talking about, Miss Harper?
I am talking about Casanova magazine.
Oh, Girls of the Interstate. I haven't seen that issue.
And you never will.
Where'd you find it, Miss Harper?
In Bubba's room. Right there in plain sight under his mattress.
Oh, now, Mama, it's not such a big deal.
Vinton's right. Kids know a lot today.
You know why? Magazines like this. I'm gonna go put this thing in the trash where it belongs. Miss July.
Tiffany loves animals but admits to being shy around people.
Well, if that's shy, I'd hate to see what friendly looks like.
Tiffany boasts a 38-inch chest.
Well, what's that to boast about? Most of the women I know got 38-inch chests. Of course, they also got 38-inch waists.
Hey, Grandma, what's up?
The jig is up, mister.
That's not mine.
Don't you give me that. I will not have this filth in my house.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't put that under my mattress.
Don't try and lie your way out of this when you're in big trouble, mister.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong, but you're the one that trespassed into my room.
Well, Bubba, since your room is so important to you, then I don't imagine you'll mind spending the next week up there. You are grounded.
Grounded? You can't do that to me.
You raise your voice to me and it'll be 2 weeks.
Okay, you win. But if I have to stay in my room, can I at least have my magazine back?
Out! Lord, I wonder how Bill Cosby would have handled that.
Oh, boy, this is the best game of Monopoly I ever played. I never had Boardwalk before. Hurry up, Naomi. Land on one of my properties.
Chance. Oh, shoot, now I have to pay everybody rent.
Talk about a game based on fantasy.
Your turn, Mama, let's go.
Vic, you're so lucky tonight. You own everything.
Well, his luck's about to change. You just watch my little top hat go. Community chest. Lord, I've seen enough of those for one day. Go to jail!
Yeah, well, now maybe you know what it feels like. I can't stand it. I'm going stir crazy.
Oh, for crying out loud, Bubba. You've only been grounded for a couple of hours.
Oh, shoot. Luxury tax.
But, Grandma, you gotta let me out. Coach will kill me if I miss the big game Friday night.
Bubba, I'm sure Coach can find somebody else to warm the bench and throw ice at the cheerleaders.
Oh, come on, Mama. Let him go.
He has got a lesson to learn about decent behavior if he's gonna continue living under my roof.
What'd you do, Bubba?
Oh, boy. Doubles.
All I did was buy a dumb Casanova magazine.
Casanova? Where'd an underage boy get a magazine like that?
I got it at Food Circus.
Food Circus? What lunatic down there would peddle that kind of garbage to underage kids?
Aunt Naomi.
Naomi?
Wait a minute. I didn't sell it to you.
Chance, advance to St. Charles.
Yes, you did. It was Tuesday. I bought Twinkies and a quart of oil and the Casanova.
Naomi Harper.
Ooh, another doubles.
Well, I don't watch what people buy. I'm on the express line. I'm trained for speed.
Oh, well, swell. I suppose if a bunch of preschoolers walked up with liquor and cigarettes, you'd run that through, too. Somebody has got to be responsible for what they sell to children.
I'm not a child.
We know you're not a child, Bubba. Now get on up to your room.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh-wee, another $200, and I get to roll again.
Naomi Harper, how could you do such a thing?
Well, Thelma, it's not Naomi's fault.
Well, thank you, Iola.
The checkers are merely pawns in a much bigger game.
Yeah.
They're only doing what they're told. They're mindless, ignorant drudges. The real problem is with that morally reprehensible food circus.
Now, hold on. Food circus is a fine store. We double bag everything.
A fine store sells illegal items to minors?
Okay, I'm buying waterworks. I got the utilities all sewed up.
What do you intend to do about it, Iola? Food Circus is a huge supermarket. Are you just going to walk in there and change store policy?
Well, we could certainly give it a try, couldn't we, Thelma?
Sure we could. What could we do?
Well, we'll hit him where it hurts, in the pocketbook. Form a boycott. We could get the DOR to help us.
The Daughters of Raytown. Great idea. They love a cause. We can all pick it.
Yeah.
Okay, hotels all around.
You can't do that to Food Circus. I work there.
Well, you should have thought of that before you started selling dirty books.
It's your turn, Naomi.
Forget it. I'm not going to go on playing with these uptight old biddies.
Speaking of old biddies, let's go call the DOR. I got my address book upstairs.
Hey, I bought some paints and poster board for the Sunday school.
Well, run on home and make us some signs.
Yeah, those kids could make Noah's Ark out of clay.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't all walk out on me. I own everything but Baltic and Mediterranean.
Come on, Aunt Effie, get the lead out.
I'm going as fast as I can. Guess I should have worn my Reeboks.
Lord, couldn't we have waited a little later in the year to do this after things cool off?
Well, why don't we find us a nice big tree to sit under instead of standing out here in the sun?
Effie, we have to be in front of the store if we're going to pick it.
Pick it? I thought you said picnic. I brought my deviled eggs.
Oh, I love your deviled eggs. Effie, break them out.
May I remind you that we are here to stop this store from selling pornography? This is war, ladies. Excuse me, sir. Did you know that the store sells girly magazines?
No.
Thanks for reminding me. I'll make sure I pick one up.
Real good, Iola.
Well, girls, here I am.
Oh, Pearl, thank goodness you made it.
Where's the rest of the DOR?
At the Garden Club luncheon.
Well, how do you like that? They're sniffing petunias and we're out here walking our bunions off.
You mean it's only going to be the four of us?
Oh, great. Then there'll be plenty for everybody. Here, Pearl, have an egg.
Oh, maybe later. I have to run inside and pick up a few things.
Pearl? We are boycotting the food circus. You can't shop here.
But I'm out of tuna, and it's on sale.
Oh, let's just forget the whole thing. I cannot organize an effective picket line with the three of you.
Well, now, I resent that. Are you saying that we can't stop people from shopping here just because we're three old ladies? You just stand aside, Iola. Watch this gray panther roar. Excuse me there, madam. Did you realize that this market is selling trashy magazines to minors?
No.
Do you want that kind of smut staring you in the face every time you need to buy a loaf of bread?
Well, no, I don't.
I should say not. This is a wonderful, decent place to live, and we intend to keep it that way, don't we?
Yes!
Well, my friends, we got trouble.
Trouble.
Right here in Baytown.
Trouble.
That's trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for porn.
Porn.
Come on, I'm trading elsewhere.
God bless you, dear. Come on, have an egg. Miss Harper, I want you out of here right now. Now, this tomfoolery is going to cost me my job.
We're not leaving, Naomi, till you get rid of those magazines.
Food Circus has a right to sell whatever it chooses.
Well, we got a right to try and stop them.
Miss Harper, please just take these women and go home. Get out of this hot sun.
Oh, good idea.
Freeze where you stand! We are not going anywhere until that smut is taken off of them shelves.
Casanova has to go.
Oh, shoot. Why don't we go? Yes. Haven't we done enough? We've turned away over 60 customers.
Yeah, my dogs are barking. Let's call it a day, girls.
Hello, ladies. Calling it quits.
Not on your life. We're just shifting from fast idle to high gear. Come on, girls. Let's strut our stuff.
Don't shop here for peas and corn. They break the law by selling porn. Don't shop here for peas and corn. They break the law by selling porn. Don't shop here for peas and corn.
Cans for a dollar.
Girl, you traitor! I can't believe she'd sell us out for a can of tuna.
Sorry, Charlie.
Come on, troops. We got to hang tough. They brought out the big guns.
Yeah, and I thought fighting with fish was against the Geneva Convention. Lord, you would think this heat would let up. All right, Effie, come sit down, sweetie. I'll spell you.
No, I gotta keep walking.
Well, bless your heart. Our cause has really gotten to you, hadn't it?
Nope. But that half gallon of tea a drunk has.
Oh, dear, and the nearest powder room is in the food circus.
Oh, now you just hang in there, Effie. We're only going to be here 3 more hours. Effie! Lord, it's like rats leaving a sinking ship.
Hey, Mama, how's it going?
Well, pretty good, Fenton. They haven't had a customer in over an hour.
Hey, Skeeter, how's it going?
2 down and 2 to go.
You want to take your coffee break with me?
Oh, I'd love to, honey, but I have work to do.
Well, it certainly couldn't be check-in because you're almost out of customers.
Not for long.
Triple coupon?
That's right. Iola, don't you usually carry a great big wad of coupons in your purse?
Coupons? So I do.
Iola.
Oh, Selma, I can't help it. Triple coupons. I got coffee and kitty litter in here.
I'll have got them, you turncoat. This whole thing was your idea.
Selma Harper.
What?
Maggie Scott, K-Ray TV.
Fine.
We're going on the air.
You mean here? You mean live? You mean me?
Stand by.
Thank you, Marvin. This is Maggie Scott on location at Food Circus where business is down. With Thelma Harper, whose dander is up. Why?
Well, Maggie, we are boycotting this store until they stop selling them trashy girly magazines.
Those magazines? Her thoughts.
Well, I think they're just terrible. And they'll sell them to anybody that can reach the counter.
That is a lie.
A Food Circus employee, your name, her views.
Naomi Harper, 10 items or less. Now, I think that this store has a right to sell whatever it wants to. Is this America or what?
No decent American wants a look at that smut.
An impartial party, sir. Picketing, adult magazines, his views.
Are we on TV? Hey, Mama, look, it's me, Uncle Ben. I'm on TV.
Get out of there, you nitwit.
Mrs. Harper, her final word.
Well, Maggie, I am just a poor, helpless widow woman. A poor grandma who is trying to keep this ruthless supermarket from selling these horrible magazines to our children. If I have to, I will do it alone. But please, isn't there somebody out there who will help me make Raytown a decent place to live?
Oh, give us a break!
Oh, shut up! I'm on TV! Get out of here, girls! We got media coverage!
You can't shut me up, Miss Harper. I have freedom of speech.
Well, if you're so fond of your freedom, why don't you find another place to live?
Oh, now, Mama, you don't mean that.
Oh, who cares? I don't want that old basement.
Now, Naomi, you don't mean that.
Oh, sir, cut out. You don't even know what you're talking
picketing.
About.
Picketing, conflict, drama, human emotion. How will it end? We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, bless your heart. Well, we can use all the support we can get. All right, now, I want you to give me that zip code one more time. Okay, I got you down. I'm going to put you on our mailing list. And thank you so much for calling Mom. Ladies, I just got a call all the way from Cedar Rapids. We have hit the big time.
Oh, imagine Cedar Rapids.
She saw me on the national news. It was that poor old widow park that really got to her.
Just think, our own Thelma Harper beamed across the entire country.
Yeah. Tom Brokaw must have been hurting for news that day.
I tell you what, ladies, we are on our way. Mop is going to bring a food circus to its knees.
Mama, where's the peanut butter? It's not on the shelf where it always is.
Well, I don't know, Benton. Maybe it got lonely and went over to visit the pork and beans. Can't you see that I'm in conference here? All right, What'll we confer about?
Well, Thelma, we need more picketing supplies, a dozen magic markers, and a gross of corn pads.
Mama, I need you in here.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Just table that corn pad motion till I get back. Oh, I'm putting you in charge of that phone. Vinton, this had better be important.
Well, I should say it is. You bought the wrong jelly.
Vinton, I am busy. For all I care, you can eat petroleum jelly.
Mama, you know my favorite brand is Peavy's jelly.
Well, that's too bad. The only place they sell that is Food Circus, and that is off limits.
Well, I can't eat this. It doesn't have all the little seeds in it like Peavy's.
Vinton, this boycott of Food Circus has been difficult on all of us. We have all had to make our sacrifices. Now, if I can do without my big top beer, then you can do without your seeds.
Hey, everybody. I'm de-grounded. Bye.
What? Not so fast. Where do you think you're going?
The movies.
It better not be one of them sexy movies.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm gonna go see Night of the Butcher Zombies.
That sounds fine.
Okay, bye.
Philip, come quick. You got a long-distance phone call from Hollywood. A movie producer.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, I wish I had time to put on my new dress. Hello? Yes, this is Thelma Harper. Oh, it is Jackie Mann of Jackie Mann Productions. Yes, I'm listening. You are kidding me. He wants to do a movie of the week all about me. Hello? Oh, all right. Okay, I'm waiting. He put me on hold. He just got a phone call from Tony Orlando.
Whatever happened to Dawn?
Okay, all right. No, I'll be right here waiting. Okay, goodbye. That was Jackie's secretary, Sylvia. He's going to have to call me back.
Oh, Thelma, two long-distance calls. He must mean business.
Oh, Skeeter, you won't believe the good news.
Oh, later, honey. I have good news of my own. Mr. Carruthers has authorized me to negotiate with you boycotters.
So, Mr. Carruthers wants to negotiate, does he? Let me just consult with my fellow mops. This is going to be great for the movie. So, is Mr. Carruthers going to take them Casanova magazines off the shelves?
Well, no, not exactly, but what we...
That's it. Negotiations are over.
Oh, come on, Mama. Negotiate means to give and take. You're going to have to give a little.
That's right, Miss Hoppin. Now, don't be hard-headed.
If negotiate means that she is going to get to call me names, then I am just going to go upstairs.
Thelma, may we confer?
This is no time to be stubborn.
She's right. It won't be good for the film.
Say no more. So, Naomi, what are you offering?
Mr. Carruthers says that we will move the magazines to a rack high up where only adults can see them.
Well, that sounds fair.
Horse, Bucky, I say if you're going to carry them magazines and you put them back in the stockroom where nobody has to look at them.
She's got a point.
But we couldn't do that. Then every time somebody wanted one, I would have to close my drawer, go to the stockroom and get it, traipse all the way back to my station, unlock my drawer, count the cash, and then sell it to them.
It was true.
Well, it sounds to me like it's too much trouble to even carry that Casanova, isn't it?
All right, this is Mr. Carruthers' bottom line. We will put the magazines behind the check stand. That way anyone who wanted one would have to ask, and they would be out of sight of children.
What about the box, boys?
We'll cover everything but the title.
All right, Naomi, you got yourself a deal.
Wow, that was just like a power struggle between Crystal and Alexis.
Go tell Mr. Carruthers the good news.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go with you, Skeeter. I want to pick up some Peavy's jelly.
Hey, grab me a case of that big top beer while you're at it.
Oh, Thelma, we did it.
Mop cleaned up Food Circus.
Well, thank goodness. And now Mop can clean up my living room. Come on, let's clear this junk out of here so I can live again. Mop? Yes, this is Thelma Harper. Oh, hello, Sylvia. It's Jackie Mann Productions. Okay, go ahead, put him on. Yo, Jackie. Thelma here. Yeah. You know, listen up, Jackie. If I agree to let you do my story, I expect to be portrayed honestly and truthfully, just as I really am. Yes, Now, just exactly who did you have in mind to play my part? Oh, yes, I think Lonnie Anderson would be perfect.